Well, like I said, we have some very special guests in the studio. It is my great pleasure to welcome Dan Raridan and the Calientes. They're going to be playing some tunes for us, and we're going to be chatting with them. They've got a lot of exciting stuff going on. But first, I'm going to hand things over to the band for some live music.
All right. Thank you, Juliet. This is called We Can't Surrender. It's our little love song to the Miami Valley. Walking around in a cold ass town, we can't surrender. Walking around in a dying town, we can't surrender. Fits so well, I don't know why, we can't surrender. Now you just wanna let it die, we can't surrender. And every day is like another. Baby, I need your kiss to get through this. To get through this. Saw the moon through the late night. My heart's so broke, we can't surrender. Kiss to kiss and breath to breath, we can't surrender. Two hearts meet and erase the death, we can't surrender. And every day is like another. Gotta take a little cover. Baby, I need your kiss to get through. To get through this. This is where our hearts are. This is where our families are. This is where our hearts are. This is where our families are. This is where our hearts are. This is where our families are. Called Bus. One, two, one, two, three, four. Me, oh, but
Dan Raritan and the Calientes live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to talk with them and hear some more live music that's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and I am very happy to welcome into the studio Dan Raritan, Larry Smith, and Alex Cortez. They are Dan Raritan and the Calientes. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Nice to be here, Juliette.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Very happy to have you all here. I want to start out talking a little bit about how this group got together. Dan, I know you've been around in the Dayton music scene for a long time. You've played with a lot of great groups like the Tasties and the Goodwill Ambassadors. How did this project come about?
Well, this project started at South Park Tavern in Dayton. They have a great open mic there. And I started playing there with Dan Toohey. who has a long history in Dayton music, and he was in a band called Figure Four that I used to love when I was a kid. So we started playing the open mic there at South Park Tavern, and Alex started to play it as well, and that's where we first met, And, you know, if you've ever been to South Park, there's jam sessions and people just come up and play. And that's what Alex did. And it was perfect from the get-go.
That's awesome. So really, really just like organic coming together.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. And so, Larry, how did you join the equation?
Well, my girlfriend used to work with Dan at the library. And she told me about him and he was playing out. We went out to see him a couple times. And I saw him and Alex play. They had a different drummer at the time. And just got to know Dan and ended up playing a Clash tribute band or a show with Dan and some other guys. And we had a lot of fun. So after it was over, Dan wanted to know if I'd be into playing some more. And I was really excited when I found out Alex was in it after watching them play together because he's just an awesome bass player. And but anyway, that's just kind of how I got involved.
And tell me a little bit about I know you guys just finished an album called Bus.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this album. Was this all new material that you guys had written together, or was this some old and some new, or all old? Or
it's all new. I'd been working on the songs just before I met the guys, and I actually told them I didn't think it was going to be a band record. I thought it would be like a solo record. I didn't envision them as a band record at all, and the guys were like, well, let's try it, let's work the songs up and see what happens. And it was, you know, right away I knew it wasn't going to be a solo record anymore. We started in I guess July and finished up in September.
That's a pretty quick process.
Yeah, it was real quick. We just pounded them out. A bunch of the songs, the guys, they hadn't even heard them. I was just like, here's the tune, played it. And they were on top of it.
Did you find that the songs sort of grew and evolved over the process of making the album?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there were quieter solo songwriter kind of almost folk songs before. So, yeah, they got a lot more powerful, to say the least. So,
well, just in what we heard live and what I've heard of the album, I can hear so many influences. I hear, you know, a classic rock, you know, classic rock and roll influence.
Yeah,
I hear
sure.
A little bit of punk in there, you know, yep. A little bit of newer rock. And I hear the songwriter influence in the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to know, where do you guys come from musically as far as your influences?
Well, my influences, it's kind of tricky to talk about influences because you always leave out, you know, a bunch, you know, you might not think it's something that influenced you, but it could be, you know, huge and you forget about it or whatever until you hear it and then you remember. But some of my basic influences were, local music for sure. Toxic Reasons, Figure Four, those had a huge influence on me when I first started playing. A band called The Delinquents from Beaver Creek. They were a punk rock band. I actually was able to sit down and watch them play, which, you know, might not seem like a big deal with YouTube and stuff now, but when I was a kid, it was amazing just to be able to sit down and watch somebody play and rehearse. So they were a huge influence on me. And then after that, you know, I kind of got out of punk rock and more like Tom Petty and Springsteen, American rock and roll, that kind of stuff.
And Alex, Larry, what about you guys?
Well, when you play music and you create, you know, original music, you know, I think you just naturally want to get as much through your ears as possible. And I remember when I moved to Dayton, you know, I heard about WISO, and I mean that even blew up even more. It's like, what? You know, what's going on here? And but definitely, I mean, if you know, music is, you just learn from everything. I mean, I know that sounds kind of like, but really, if you can't appreciate different sounds, I mean, you know, you're not going to grow with music and create your own music, what you've learned from it, too, on there. But mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with what they say. Try to listen to as much as possible so you don't get, you know, yourself pigeonholed into any one thing. As far as drummers go, I've always been into the guys that were more about the feeling of the music than, you know, soloing and the chops and all that, I guess.
I love that.
Just, you know, the drummers that would rather groove than do a solo. So, I don't know, probably if it weren't for Stuart Copeland, I probably wouldn't even be playing. So that's probably my biggest influence.
Well, and in talking about sort of taking that idea, you know, from the drums, but in all aspects, sort of, you know, being a part of a unit and not, you know, wanting to be the guy that's soloing all the time and working together as a tight unit. I mean, you guys are so tight as a band. And for being, you know, a relatively new project, was that something that clicked right away? Or was that something
that
right
you had
to, really?
Right away. It was amazing. Definitely. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, really. It was just, you know, immediate and, you know, comfortable and, you know, comfortable musically and personality-wise. And, I mean, they're fantastic musicians, but they're also, I mean, they're just great people. And, you know, when you play gigs, you have a lot of adversity and stuff, you know, and it can be really stressful. And they're always calm and cool, and, you know, that's really great for me because it's, you know, really supportive.
Absolutely. That's definitely an important part of sort of functioning as a,
yeah,
as a band.
They have my back.
I like that. Well, speaking of gigs, what do you guys have planned for the summer? Anything exciting? Are you going to stick around the area or try to get out of town a little bit?
We're trying to get out of town. It's been tough. I don't know if like local bands are not leaving town as much but it's been hard to find dates, you know, where we can go play. And obviously, I mean, we're really busy, so it's got to be a weekend date. But yeah, we're definitely working on that. We're going to, you know, play Columbus, play Cincinnati, hopefully Louisville. And, you know, if they won't have us, we'll go play open mics and stuff, you know, because we love to play. We're playing at the Garden Station during Urban Nights on May 13th. We're playing at 6:45. So that's going to be great. It's part of the whole Circus Sideshow 6. And lots of art, lots of bands. Chris Wright's playing at 6 o'clock at the Yellow Cab building, which is adjacent to the Garden Station. So they're going to play and then switch over to us over at Garden Station and then back over to Yellow Cab. I'm not sure who plays after us, but lots of great bands. The Floods are playing, Sleep Fleet's playing, a band we've played with a couple times. So it's going to be a great night. Hopefully the weather will, you know, you might have to build a boat or something. But
paddle your way to the show.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear people talk about how, you know, great music scene Dayton has. And, you know, we really are fortunate to have events like Urban Nights. And, you know, just like how music, you know, being distributed is different, you know, so is, you know, the Garden Station and Sideshow that allow, you know, areas to get people out and about. It doesn't have to be in the, you know, the normal, you know, date and venues where you're inside. So, I mean, we're really glad to have, you know, support from Jeff Thopp and just, you know, it's really awesome to have, you know, support like this from, you know, the whole town. And sometimes it's hard because, you know, you're like, hey, man, there's all this stuff going on, you know, and, you know, get out there and support because, you know, it's our town. You know?
Yeah. So. And, you know, a lot of, you know, people are moving and, you know, you might not have another chance to see them. So come on out.
Well, this is sort of the perfect segue for me to ask you about the first song you played. Mm-hmm. We Can't Surrender. You said, you know, it was about Dayton. And
yeah.
I could definitely hear that in the lyrics. And I could kind of hear a little bit of Dayton, some things about Dayton in the second song as well. Do you find that the city is a good muse or topic to write about?
Wow. Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially right now, I mean, the whole record is kind of, a lot of it is about loss, and so many people have moved out of town, you know, and great people, you know, great musicians. Eric Cassidy's one, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's... It's painful, you know, because, you know, a fellow musician who supported the band and, you know, and it's just economics, you know.
And you're not just losing a friend, you're losing a great fixture in the scene as well.
Right. He's a fantastic musician, fantastic guy.
Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and chat some more with Dan Raritan and the Calientes, and then we'll hear some more live music. That's coming up next. It's only on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, Republican deficit hawk Paul Ryan loves novelist-philosopher Ayn Rand. We'll look at what it means to have Atlas shrugged in the middle of the budget debate. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tune in to On Point tonight at midnight on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I am joined in the studio by Dan Raritan and the Calientes. They're going to play some more live tunes for us. But first, I want to ask you guys, if people want to check out your album, where can they go?
Well, the album is it's online. If you Google my name, you'll find it. It's Dan Raritan, R-A-R-I-D-A-N. It's the first website that comes up, and you can download the record from there. And we're on Facebook, of course, and Reverb Nation, MySpace. We're all over the place. And you can also get the record at Omega Records. It's there in downtown Dayton on 5th Street.
Cool. Well, let me ask you guys this. The whole Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Twitter, all that good stuff, like, it takes a lot of time. Is it worth the time to sort of help get the word out there about the band, or can it just be like a giant hassle? I've heard musicians say it both ways, so I'm always curious.
I think it's good, you know, and we do get feedback on it, and that's always great. That keeps us going, you know. So that aspect of it is really good. My hope is that people would just, you know, come out to shows and, you know, they're always good. Not worry about, you know, I don't know. It just seems like people stay home a lot of times and they don't go out, and, you know, they get wrapped up in Facebook or you know, whatever. You can download every movie you want in the world, you know.
Yeah.
Or the
yeah.
rain keeps them in.
Like we said, build that boat and paddle out to
right.
to sideshow.
But yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, we just went out to shows, you know, we didn't worry about who was playing, we just went, and it was always good. I mean, something good always happens, right, when you go see a band.
There's nothing compared to having the live experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as far as recording goes, are you guys going to start working on another album right away, or?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, I want to keep the ball rolling. Probably in July we'll start recording again. Just keep on track, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not sure what it'll be or what it'll sound like. we've been experimenting a lot, so I know it'll be different.
Cool. So keeping the sound evolving and
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this was pretty stripped down and basic, and I suspect we'll either do something extremely complicated or something even more simple.
Either extreme.
We might just snap our fingers or something.
Release a mime album.
Yeah. Silence. John Cage.
Well, guys, is there anything else that people ought to know before they come out and see you at a sideshow on May 13th at the Garden Station?
No, that's about it. Just come check us out. We'd love to see you. We love to play live. We have a good time.
Excellent. Well, and in keeping in that, I think we're going to get ready for some more live tracks
with
Dan Raritan and Calientes. We're going to take a quick break, let these guys get their instruments ready, and we will be right back with more here on Kaleidoscope.
Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Songwriter Alfred E. Brumley wrote a great old-time gospel tune, Turn Your Radio On. WISO invites you to turn your radio on each and every Sunday morning from 6 to 8 for 2 hours of great old-time and bluegrass gospel music during Rise from the Rooster Crows. That's WISO 91.3.
Brother, listening to the Glory Land chorus, listen.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we have Dan Raritan and the Calientes live in the studio. They're going to play another tune for us. I'm going to hand it over to the band.
All right, thanks, Juliet. This is called Don't Go to D.C.
I cannot believe
Dan Raritan and the Calientes live in WYSO studios. We're going to hear one more live tune from them, but first let's take a listen to one of the tracks off of their latest album. It's called Bus, and this is Sunshine on Your Face. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Oh,
Stan Raritan and the Calientes off of their album Bus. You can download that off their website. We've got a link up on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page. You can also check it out at Omega Music in Dayton. Right now, I think we're going to hear another live track from the band.
All right, this is called Girl Stars Beauty Bath.
Calientes live in the WYSO studios. You can check them out on May 13th as part of Sideshow 6. They're going to be playing at Garden Station. And we've got a link up on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page so you can get your very own copy of their album, Bus. You can also stop by Omega Music in the Oregon District and get a copy there. Guys, thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you, Julia. We really appreciate it.
Very,
we had a great time.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Dan Raritan and the Calientes. Check them out. We're going to get back to some more music here on Kaleidoscope with The National. This is off of their latest album, High Violet. It's Blood Buzz, Ohio.
Stand up straight at the foot of your